Hey everyone, welcome to a special bonus edition of Locked On Lakers, a special Lakers are going to the conference finals bonus edition of Locked On Lakers. They close out the Warriors on Friday night in easy fashion. It was a blowout, Andy. We'll break it down next.
Western Conference Finals, 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 Western Conference Finals.
You are Locked On Lakers, your daily Los Angeles Lakers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks to everybody for making Locked On Lakers your first listen of every day, Monday through Friday, and as you can obviously tell, Saturdays sometimes too, especially when the Lakers are going to the conference finals, Andy. It is always free, this show. It is never behind a paywall, and you can watch us with the big smiles on our faces on YouTube with about almost 17,000 other subscribers to the channel. Locked On Lakers on YouTube is where you go to see it. And we thank everybody for the support the channel is getting. Sure to grow even larger, Andy, after the Lakers really, did a number in game six on Golden State. They win 122-101, got out to a huge lead. Golden State fought back before halftime. Lakers pushed it out to 10 at the half and really blew it out in the second half. This was nice. No blood pressure issues. Everybody looked good.
Yeah. Oh. It was a really complete team victory on both sides of the ball. And I thought from top down, and you could really see this, I think, more with LeBron than anybody else, but they all took the cues. LeBron was effing locked in for this game from the beginning. He was in very decided, serious, we are not screwing around, folks. We are ending this thing tonight. I want a few days off.
Very strong 38-year-old married man with children wants to make sure he's got Mother's Day off vibes in that.
No stink eye on Sunday. No stink eye on Sunday.
He's LeBron James. I get it. But like, he is still subject to the same issues of ruining every holiday and all this kind of stuff. The man knows the value of having no work on Mother's Day, he made that happen. But, he talked after the game about being kind of very conscious of what he could do and when and all of these things. And, this was a game where he, got into the paint consistently, used his physical strength incredibly well, and the efficiency was fantastic. 30 points, 10 of 14 from the floor, 8 of 11 from the field, and orchestrating, I thought, early in the game, not just his own offense, but the flow for the Lakers in ways that he hasn't quite done as much in the series.
Darvin talked about after the game that was something they were really looking to do. They beyond the efficiency that they thought would come from it offensively, and it also involved an adjustment that we'll get into that Darvin made with the starting lineup. But they were looking to really put an onus on Klay and Steph and Draymond and all of those guys to really have to defend what the Lakers were doing, to try to tire them out in a lot of ways. And they made a starting lineup switch, one that we had talked about potentially coming, and shout out to our buddy Pete Zayas, Lakers film room, because he called it. Jared Vanderbilt to the bench and Dennis Schroeder starting. And it made it so you had five Lakers now with Schroeder, D'Lo, Reeves, LeBron, AD. You have to guard all five. Mm-hmm. And you could see from the beginning the difference it made in terms of the lane opening up. Like early on, like in the first 5 minutes of this game, you had multiple post-ups from LeBron, from AD, from D'Angelo Russell. Like it made just this world,
right? Because it's not like Vanderbilt. It's not as if Vanderbilt himself is clogging up the lane or something like that. But the man who's guarding him can sag off so far,
and it's often Steph, by the way, in terms of trying to tire him out on both ends. You have to guard Dennis Schroeder,
right? And so, you know, smart move. And it changed the kind of the energy at the beginning of the game. Vanderbilt had not been playing a whole lot anyway. So in terms of filling up the minutes in the rotation, it didn't cost them much. Vanderbilt had played 10 minutes in the previous two games, each of the previous two games. But it was still a really smart move, like you said. And it was done for the reasons that we mentioned as making it a possibility of why it would make sense coming in.
Yeah, you know, and you know, we've now got a few days before the next series begins on Tuesday. So a lot of time to both think about what happened and also what lies ahead against Denver. So we may get into more details about this, you know, either for Monday or for Tuesday or whatever. But I just want to make sure that it doesn't go unsaid. This was a really good series for Darvin as a coach. Like, Darvin made across these six games a lot of adjustments on both sides of the ball. Really smart ones. I thought, you know, the Lakers were the better team. And I thought it was pretty evident from the beginning of this series that they were the better team. I've said a few times that Golden State has not looked the part to me all year. And I think a lot of people have been just afraid to predict against them because they don't want to look like the idiot who counted out the champs, never underestimate the heart of a lion or whatever. But like, at the same time, you're still going up against Steve Kerr, who's a great tactician. You're going up against Steph. You're going up against Clay, Draymond, like a lot of experience and a lot of, you know, just creative, smart players who, you know, Darvin said after the game, they make you work a lot off the court as well as on. And I thought this was a really, really strong series for Darvin Ham, the coach, as well as the Lakers, the players. I really did.
Completely. And it was a good series for Austin Reeves, who had a really, bounced back as the series went on. Had a great game six, 4 or 5 from 3-point range, 23 points overall. Got to the line again, you know, assist to turnover ratio was solid again. D'Angelo, 19 points. This is basically everybody who played did something useful. Anthony Davis was awesome. He didn't lead the team in scoring.
As we thought he might be, given everything surrounding this game six.
Fourth leading scorer on the team for the Lakers Friday night. But, you know, if you wanted to sit here and tell me that he was the best player on the floor for the Lakers, I am not going to debate the point. I mean, he was, 20 rebounds, another 20 rebound game. Absolutely control the flow of play defensively. The reasons the Warriors were struggling to score so much, 38% from the floor, is because of the wrecking crew defense that Anthony Davis is doing. And he was easily the most important player in the series for the Lakers.
And a lot of jumpers because they were afraid of AD in the lane.
To your point, the Lakers won this series by NBA playoffs standards. They won this series relatively easily.
Yeah.
Game one was, a close game, but, the Lakers, I think, controlled that certainly down the stretch of that game. The game three that they won was a total blowout. The only one that was a true grind, like a death march of some sort was game four. This one that they won was not bad. And they were clearly better. So, as you're looking forward to Denver, and we'll save a lot of this for, preview and all that kind of stuff. But as you start to look forward,
Denver's a good team.
Denver's
saying it right now. They are.
Are you asking me as like a Laker fan or like a basketball analyst who is going to be favored, who ought to be favored in this series?
I've already seen it. Denver is slightly favored right now, early line, slightly.
And, they should be. Denver should be favored in this series.
Yeah.
But if you're trying to just, if you want to think like, can the Lakers win? Oh, yeah, they can. And I mentioned this before during I was somewhere halfway between – into this series, Andy, at some point, you just got to look at the Lakers and say, when Anthony Davis and LeBron James are healthy and have a reasonable team around them, they are really hard to beat in the playoffs because it hasn't happened yet. Nobody's managed to do it. And so if you, yeah, can the Lakers win that? Yes, they absolutely 100% can win. You don't even have to squint to see it because nobody has beaten LeBron and AD healthy in the playoffs yet. Nobody.
Yeah. I mean,
and you know, my feeling, I think they would have won the Phoenix series that year, you know, two seasons ago or whatever it was, if Anthony Davis didn't get hurt.
And here's what makes this really fascinating. I hadn't thought about this before, but this Denver team that they're going to face that you and I both think is very good, and we both have been saying all season while a lot of people have been detracting from
best
them.
Best team in the conference.
They're, I think actually the debate over Jokic and whether or not he's worthy of a third straight MVP, and I want to get into the whole thing. It doesn't matter, especially now that we know it's done. You know, it's like a lot of MVP debates. A lot of it's just kind of silly. But I didn't
look at the math, by the way. Mark Jackson forgetting to put him on his ballot, that didn't swing it, did it?
No, okay. it absolutely did not.
Okay, good.
I mean, at worst, it would have, I believe, would have, no. Did not.
Okay. That's, I just wanted to double because no. The only person who I think you, it's a sliding scale on any given day. The answer could be either one of us. The only person who hates awards season and like the debate over first, second, third, fourth, like more than you might be me or on any given day, the only person who hates it more than me might be you. I made the joke to you the other day, like, aside from like the racism and misogyny that is on like Twitter constantly mm-hmm. these days, the yep. third worst thing about Twitter is NBA award season Twitter. It is awful and I hate it.
Yeah.
But I'm glad for Mark Jackson in that regard.
What I was going to say though, and he has said that it was an honest mistake. He didn't mean to do it. He just messed it up. But anyway, I think a lot of the debate over Jokic's worthiness, which, you know, the way this stuff always works now, a debate over one person's worthiness has to be just ripping the crap out of the other person and reducing that, the other choice to just the worst basketball player on the planet. I think Jokic got caught up in that in a way that led to people detracting from Denver in general mm-hmm. and just looking for reasons that Denver isn't real. And yes, the last couple of years, they haven't done well in the playoffs. They've also been missing Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., or Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. Yep. But this whole spiel of mine is leading up to something that just dawned on me. The only team that has beaten Jokic, Murray, and Porter in the playoffs is actually the LeBron AD Lakers.
Yeah.
So that makes this really,
Murray
really
get hurt though that year, or was he healthy the whole series?
I think he was healthy the whole season.
I thought Murray got hurt, but I don't know. I don't remember. But you're right. I mean, look, I remember they won. It just
– let me take
when Anthony Davis is playing –
I may have to retract this whole thing, but I believe –
No, just that one portion. The Lakers, when Anthony Davis is playing like this, can beat anyone. Because what he's doing, I have not watched. I got kids, I got jobs. I don't watch every playoff basketball game.
No, I am correct. He did play in the
okay.
playoffs.
I didn't remember. I don't watch every other. I don't watch every game of every series of every this. I'm not that kind of a junkie on this stuff. But. If you want to tell me somebody's played as well as Anthony Davis throughout these first two rounds of the playoffs, okay, fine. If you want to tell me somebody's played
one
better,
of them, maybe Jokic, actually,
maybe, right? Phenomenal. Okay, but if, but has anyone been better? I don't know. Maybe Jokic, maybe not. But like what Anthony Davis is doing gives the Lakers the capability of beating anybody because while Jokic, I know he's, I think it was 35-10 in the Phoenix series. That's pretty good. he's not
a monster.
He's not the defender that that AD is.
No, he's not.
So you put then I don't think he's not like a trash defender like some people, but he's not Anthony Davis.
No.
And so on both sides of the ball, the impact on both sides of the ball, And then, you know, LeBron is LeBron, as he showed in game six. He can still very much be LeBron. Austin Reeves and D'Angelo, like, this is a really good team
right now.
And, you know, again, should Denver be favored? I think so. I think that's fair. But
they have home court. It's a hard place to play.
Hard place to play. And nobody's beaten LeBron and AD yet.
Nope.
Hasn't happened yet. When those guys are healthy, it has not happened yet. And the Lakers have been really good since the trade deadline. So, you know, the evidence all points to this is much more like a 1-2 or a 1-3 than a 1-7.
Oh, yeah.
And oh, I am excited.
Western Conference Finals. Western Conference Finals.
It's just good.
Western Conference Finals.
We're the only two people in like December, January. We're like, look, everybody relax. It's going to be fine. You're going to be in the conference finals. It'll be okay. Yeah. And that's why we are the smartest people in the podcasting world. Locked on Lakers on YouTube is where you can go to see the show and hang out with a great crowd of people who will all be celebrating the advancement to the Western Conference Finals for the first time since the Lakers won a title a couple of seasons ago.
Against Denver.
Yeah.
Or into the Western Conference.
To get to, right. You know, same deal. It's a reprise. Andy, the whole thing could play out just like the bubble, except not in a bubble, because they got Denver in the Western Conference Finals and Miami eliminated New York on Friday as well. So they've got a chance to get through. I'm excited. And the only thing that Andy, that could make me more excited than I am right now is to hear about car parts that I can buy on the internet.
Wow, this is the show for you, because Locked On Lakers is brought to you by eBay Motors. And for a championship team, it's about making sure every player is a perfect fit, perhaps like on these Lakers. And it's the same when it comes to your vehicle. Every part needs to fit just right. And the next time you need parts and accessories, head to eBay Motors with eBay Guaranteed Fit. You can make sure every part fits just right the first time around. Just add your ride to My Garage and look for the green check to know the part will fit or your money is back. And just like in sports, confidence is the name of the game when you shop on eBay Motors. And with over 122 million parts to choose from, you will be back in the game in no time. After all, it's easy to bring home a win when the right parts are guaranteed. So get the right parts, the right fit, and the right prices on ebaymotors.com. Let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Locked On Lakers will, of course, return on Monday. Hope everybody has a great Mother's Day.
If you've got
somebody in your life who is a mother and you know a mother somewhere, give them a hug. Give them a call. Yep. Do something nice.
Yep.
And we'll see everybody Monday.